When he spoke, the Bible says he spoke so loud that he's up in the mountains, the people down in the valley could hear him. And Hebrews 12 says this, when God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he says, God says, I will not only shake the earth, but the heavens too. Now what's that mean? Well, by this, he means that he will sift out everything without a solid foundation, talking about your life, so that only the unshakable things will be left.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Have you ever felt pressured to make choices that don't align with your values? Well, the truth is, we all have. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. If you'd like to have the amazing Unshakable Study Kit, which contains 8 video sessions and a workbook, it's available right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Just ask for the Unshakable DVD Study Kit when you contact us. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 2 of a message called When Your World is Shaken Up.
The second source of the problems in your life is the world. The world. And the world, your nature is within you, the world is around you. And it wants to pull you down. And the primary way the world tries to pull you down is through ridicule and through withholding approval. We are desperate for the approval of other people. And so we will lower our standards and we'll change our convictions and we'll give in and give up simply because we want somebody to like us. You don't need the world's approval to be happy. You're as happy as you choose to be. You don't need the world's approval. But the world causes a lot of problems in your life too. The third source of problems is, of course, Satan. The devil is real, evil incarnate. And the moment you wake up in the morning, he's plotting to discourage you, to defeat you, to create doubts, depression, discouragement, distractions, all these different things. When you get up in the morning, if you don't meet the devil head on, it just means you're headed the same direction. Because he's been planning to take you down. He hates you. God has a good plan for your life. He's got a bad plan for your life. Okay? So my old nature, the world, the flesh, and me, and the devil, they all work on me. But the one I want to talk to you about this weekend is the fourth source of problems in your life, and it's God. God, yes. Some of the problems and pressures and difficulties you have in life actually come from God. God will sometimes shake up your life for very good reasons. And that's why I want to cover this in detail, because this is the one that's unexpected. And I want you to look at that. Now, it really doesn't matter where your problems came from. They could be caused by the devil. They could be caused by the world. They could be caused by you. They could be brought on in your life by God. It doesn't really matter. God will use every one of them for your good if you will trust him. You mean even the bad things in my life, even my own sins? Yes, even God can use those for good in your life. He can turn crucifixions into resurrections. He can bring good out of bad. Anybody can bring good out of good. But God can change even bad things into good if you will trust him. So regardless of the source of your shaking, what's got you all shaken up? I lost my job. I can't get married. I want this, and it hasn't happened. I have this dream, and I'm hitting a barrier. Regardless of whatever's shaking you up, God wants to use it for good. So the source isn't nearly as important as your response. Now, here's the second step based on that. Anytime the world, your world, is shaken up, number two, look for ways that God might use it for good. I look for ways that God might use it in my life for good. Because he wants to use everything, even the bad things in your life, he wants to bring good out of even those. And if you want to succeed and thrive rather than just survive in a hostile culture, you need to look for ways that God takes the things that shake you up and can use them for good. Jeremiah 29:11 says this. God says, the plans I have for you are plans for good and not to harm you. They're plans to give you hope and a future. The devil has bad plans for your life, therefore bad and for destruction. God has plans. His plans are always good. They're to give you hope and they're to give you a future. Now, I'm going to give you a sneak peek. at where we're going in the next 8 weeks. Because in Daniel's life, God did five things with the problems that he had to face. And they are the same five things that God wants to do in your life, regardless of what kind of problems you're going through. So you might write these down. This is kind of an index to Daniel's life. Number one, sometimes God shakes things up. I'm talking about in your life. Sometimes God shakes things up in my life to inspect me. To inspect me. And what I mean by that is God will bring a problem in my life that reveals a motivation that's out of whack, or a character, or a thought, or an emotion, or a motive. He examines and he checks it out, and he does it all the time. And when you, somebody said, you know, people are like tea bags. You don't know what's in them till you drop them in hot water.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Please stay with us because there's a lot more of our series, Unshakable, coming right up.
Have you ever felt pressured to make choices that don't align with your values? As the world's values continue to drift further away from God, you need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at you. That's why Pastor Rick has asked his team to create a DVD study kit called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, how to handle life's sometimes extreme pressures, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. To get your copy of the Unshakable DVD Study Kit, including a DVD and a workbook, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Somebody said, you know, people are like tea bags. You don't know what's in them till you drop them in hot water. And God will use problems to inspect you and show you what's wrong, what's out of whack in your life. You got a fear. You got a wrong motivation. You got a value. You got a misperception. There's some lie that you're believing. God uses problems to inspect you. Now, of course, God already knows what's going on in you. He doesn't need any problem to tell him what he knows you better than you do. When God allows a problem in your life, it's because he wants you to know what's out of whack. And sometimes when things are just flying off the wall and you're in a crisis your whole world is shaken, God is saying, I want you to see what I want you to work on in your life. We're going to inspect this in your life. I remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve sinned, and then the Bible says one day God comes walking through the Garden of Eden, metaphorically, and says, Adam, where are you? Now, let me let you in on a little secret. Anytime God asks you a question, he already knows the answer. It's not like God didn't know where Adam was. He knew exactly where Adam was every second of his life. He wanted Adam to know where Adam was. And Adam goes, God, I was afraid and I felt guilty and I hid. And we've been afraid and guilty and hiding from God ever since. When God asks you a question, it's never for his benefit. He already knows the answer. He's asking you because he wants you to know. And sometimes God shakes things up to inspect you. Jeremiah 17:10 says this, "The Lord searches our hearts and examines our deepest motives so he can give to each person his right reward according to how he has lived." Now notice, God examines your motives. Listen to this. Why is always more important than what? In life, what you do in life is not nearly as important to God as why you do it. Not what you do, but why you do. There are a lot of things you could do in life. God said, that's fine, go ahead and do that. I made you, you could do that or that or that or that. That'd be all be fine with me. I just want to know, why are you doing it? God looks at the heart. He looks at the motivation. And God inspects us because he's much more interested in your integrity than he is in your image. Image is what everybody else can see. Integrity is what you are in the dark. Integrity is what you are when nobody's listening, nobody's watching. And God says, I want to test you so you can see your own heart. Have you ever thought about the fact why it took the Israelites 40 years to get across the desert from Egypt, where they were set free as slaves, to Israel? You could walk across the Sinai in a couple months easily. It took them 40 years. Are you kidding me? Why did it take them 40 years to get from Egypt to Israel? Because the Bible says that while they were in the desert, God kept testing them to show them that their faith was insufficient and they weren't ready to go into the promised land. And the Bible says over those 40 years, God gave them seven tests. Seven. And every time they failed, God would say, okay, another lap around the desert. And some of them died in the desert. They spent their entire lives there. They didn't pass the test. Deuteronomy in the Bible, chapter 8, verse 2 says this, God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know, you would know, what was in your heart, whether or not you'd keep his commandments. And by the way, when God takes you through a desert, he's doing it for the same reason. When you're in the wilderness of life, what is the desert or the wilderness of life? It's when you can't feel God at all. It's when you're in that dry period of your life. You don't have any emotion. You don't feel close to God. And God's just going to go, I'm going to take away your emotion, see if you're trusting in me or you're trusting in your emotion. You're not living by faith until you don't have any feelings. And so sometimes God will take away all your feelings and just go, will you do the right thing even though you don't feel it? Because it's the right thing to do. This is a test. This is a test. Will you trust me? God is testing you. You see, what matters in your maturity spiritually is not how high you jump when you feel God in a worship concert. The test is how straight you walk when you don't feel God during the rest of the week. And when I have no emotion, I'm in the desert, I'm in a dry period, I'm in the wilderness. Will you trust me? Will you obey me? You see, what God is saying is that the problems that come into your life, they're a measuring tool. And your reactions to difficulty actually measure your faith and a bunch of stuff. Your reactions to difficulty measure your faith, measure your commitment, measure your maturity. They measure your integrity. The Bible often compares problems to a refining fire. You know how they get the impurities out of gold and silver is they put it in a vat and they heat it all up and it burns off the impurities. And when you're going through the fire and when you're suffering, God is burning off the impurities in your life. And life, God is testing you. And what's he testing? Well, he's saying, do you really believe what you claim to believe? You say, well, God is first in my life. But when the heat's on, is he sidelined? When it's inconvenient and unpopular? You say, you know, I have integrity, but are you willing to lower your standards because you want to be popular and approved by the people at work or school? You say, you know, I'm totally committed to you, God, but when the pressure's on, do you give up and walk away? So I want you to write down a question. I'm going to give you a question in each of these. Here's the question to ask about when God uses problems to inspect me. What does this problem reveal about me? When your whole life is being shaken and everything's, you're on shaky ground, the foundation is unstable, what does this problem reveal about me? God is inspecting you. Number two, here's another reason. Sometimes God shakes things up in your life, not to inspect you, but to correct you. God wants to correct me. Now, this is exactly what happened in the nation of Israel 2,500 years ago. As I told you, they'd fallen into deep idolatry, and God says, you know, I'm going to cure you of that addiction. We're just going to get rid of those. You know, there's only one true God, and I don't want you messing around with other gods anymore. And when God allowed them to be hauled off into a foreign country for 70 years, 25% of the nation, when they came back 70 years later, they were cured. I mean, Israel never again reverted to idolatry. In fact, later on, I'll give you the seven things that changed in the nation of Israel after being in that period of captivity for 70 years. And they were all good things. And here's a very important verse, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 8 to 11. God corrects all of his children. And if he doesn't correct you, then you don't really belong to him. Whoa. So if you can sin and get away with it, you should doubt, am I really in God's family? God corrects his children. And if he doesn't correct you, then you don't really belong to him. God corrects us for our own good because he wants us to be holy as he is. Now, it's never fun to be corrected. How many of you agree with that part of the Bible? Yeah, it's never fun to be corrected. In fact, at the time, it's always painful. But if we learn to obey by being corrected, we will do right and live at peace. See, ultimately, it's for your good. So you can live at peace. I mean, did you benefit from correction growing up? Of course you did. It's how you learned to walk, talk, eat, bathe, read, write, and everything else you learn. You learn because somebody cared enough to correct you. A parent that doesn't correct their children doesn't love their children. And if they don't correct them, they don't love. Correction is proof that I'm part of God's families. Now, how many of you who have been parents would rather not correct your children? Me. Okay, I'd rather not. It's no fun. It's not only not fun for the kids, it's not fun for the parents. Okay, if you like to correct, you got a masochistic problem, friend. Okay. But how many of you, even though you don't like to correct your children, you want to just let them get away with it, would still have to do it anyway? Yeah. We would all do that. You don't have to raise your hand. I know you would. Because sometimes the only way to train is through pain. Sometimes the only way to train is through pain. Now, the next verse, Hebrews chapter 12, is an extremely important verse for your life. When God spoke the Ten Commandments, and Moses chiseled them into the tablets up there on Mount Sinai. When he spoke, the Bible says he spoke so loud that he's up in the mountains, the people down in the valley could hear him. And Hebrews 12 says this, when God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he says, God says, I will not only shake the earth, but the heavens too. Now what's that mean? Well, by this, he means that he will sift out everything without a solid foundation, talking about your life, so that only the unshakable things will be left. Okay, sometimes you're gonna go through the fire, you're gonna go through a problem, you're gonna go through a difficulty, and you are being shaken. It's like sifting when you're sifting flour or anything else. And what he's doing here is he's saying, we're gonna get rid of all the temporary stuff, all the man-made stuff in your life, and we're only gonna keep in your life the stuff that's gonna last forever. That's why you're going through that problem. Job chapter 5, verse 17, consider yourself fortunate when God, all-powerful, chooses to correct you. He says it's a privilege. It's an honor to be corrected by God because it just means he loves you. Parents who don't correct their kids don't love their kids. And so he says, God whispers us to us in our pleasure, but he shouts to us in our pain. And we only change, the only time we change is when the fear of change is exceeded by pain. The only time we change is when our fear of change is actually exceeded by pain. When the pain gets bad enough, then you change. I don't know why, but sometimes God has to lay us flat on our back before we look up to him. And God wants to teach you about himself, and he wants you to teach you about yourself. And some lessons, really, you're only gonna learn through failure. Don't touch the stove. You don't touch it a second time because you learn by being burned. And sometimes, some things in life, you don't learn the value of money till you've lost it. You don't learn the value of friendship till you've lost it. You don't learn the value of your health until you've lost it. And so sometimes God allows pain and problems and shakeups to inspect us, what's really in you. But sometimes God used pain and problems and shakeups to correct you, like he did with Israel. So here's the question, write this down. What is this problem teaching me? Instead of going, why me? Instead of asking why, you should ask what. Don't ask why when you go through problems. Ask what. What should I be learning? Not why is this happening to me, but what should I be learning? Because God uses problems to correct you. All right? Well, let's look at number three. Sometimes God shakes things up to inspect me. Sometimes God shakes things up in my life to correct me. And number three, sometimes God shakes things up to direct me. To direct me. He wants to point us in a new direction. He wants to guide us down a different path. Proverbs 16, verse 9, a person may plan his own journey. You got your own life plan out there. But the Lord directs his steps. So you can have all your plans, but the Lord is going to direct your steps. Question, how does God direct your steps? Real simple, problems. That's how he directs your steps. Have you noticed that problems often change your plans? Have anybody had that happen in their life? Your problems change your plans. What is God doing? He's redirecting you. He inspects you, he corrects you, and he directs you when things are flying off the wall. Pain is a powerful motivation to change. You've heard me say this before. We don't change when we see the light. We change when we feel the heat. And when it gets hot enough, then we change. Proverbs 20, verse 13 says this, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways. And every one of you could give a testimony on that verse. Sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways. Sometimes God has to light a fire on you so you become uneasy, you become uncomfortable, it gets hot. I mean, even Aristotle said, we cannot learn without pain. We cannot learn without pain. Some things, as I said, you learned by being burned.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. If you'd like a copy of today's message or the whole series, just go to PastorRick.com. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up for Pastor Rick's free daily email devotional and be sure to check out all the other great resources available to you. Have you ever felt pressured to make choices that don't align with your values? As the world's values continue to drift, you need to be equipped to handle whatever life throws at you. That's why Pastor Rick created a DVD study kit with a DVD and workbook called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. In these eight powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you the same biblical principles that guided Daniel through difficult situations. You'll learn how to publicly stand strong for God, how to learn from your mistakes, how to handle success, and most importantly, how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for both your individual quiet time or it can be used in a small group setting. To get your copy of the Unshakable DVD study kit, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 1-800-600-5004. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I want you to listen to this testimony from a listener in Monterrey, Mexico. Jonas writes, hi there, Pastor Rick. I'm an English teacher in Monterrey, Mexico. I listen to Daily Hope every day by podcast, and it has profoundly enriched my life. I recommend to my students to listen to it and to practice their English skills. Hey, that's a great idea. And I know for sure that if they do, they're going to get much more than just learning English. Thank you so very much. Sincerely, Jonas. Well, thanks for writing, Jonas. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring the hope that we find in Jesus to your students, just as we're praying that it brings hope to people all around the world. By the way, did you notice how Jonas is sharing Daily Hope podcast with his students? I think that's a great idea. My question to you is, who are you sharing the Daily Hope podcast with? Who could you tell about this good news? You know, good news is so good, we can't keep it to ourselves. You got to share it. So if you share Daily Hope with somebody else, would you let me know about it? Write me. You know the address, rick@pastorrick.com. It's just rick@pastorrick.com. And tell me your story of how you're sharing Daily Hope with other people.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.